Alrighty. I should probably make a comment once I put my cell phone. I'll talk, but I won't do it. So, sorry, this is the staff meeting of December
27.
27th. It's currently 3:49 p.m. We started a little late. We got into a discussion about the Catholic Church, and as always, those things go a little long. The sermon went too long. Priest is hard, God. So, sorry, I just have a lot of notes. So that's why I'm looking through things. We may do some sort of an AMA for the staff. We're trying to find someone that wants to run like kind of like the social media slash like basically community manager, if any of you are familiar with that term. So that will be something we have a discussion with. I'm not sure if it's gonna be something we do. But we wanna oh sorry, it's not so, if the AMA is something we do, but we wanna have someone take over as a community manager. Ideally, at least that person could technically not be an admin. All they would have to do is run community management, which in a sense, I know that's kind of vague, but it's kind of like social media, making sure events happen, working with staff to figure out what players want, what changes, what donor things we could do, doing stuff like AMAs with me, doing like Let's Plays, doing stuff like streaming content for it's really coordinating all of the staff to people like general players interactions, which is something we're gonna look for. So if you want to be if you're interested in doing that, or if you know someone that could do it, by all means talk to us about it. So that's all I got for that. Bum ba bum. Band disconnected players back. If any of you didn't know. Sorry, I just have all these things. Also doing all these different things.
I'm gonna go eat a sandwich, so I'll be back.
Thank you for that announcement. There's another thing. If you guys,
Brenneth,
yeah,
Nico,
Brenneth, stop it, bad Brenneth.
What am I doing?
Your mic is held down, making irritating noises. Terms of something that's important to realize, I'll just tell you about the stats.harpoongaming.com. A lot of you guys don't know how to get people like you're like, oh, someone left the server, I don't know how to find them. So I'm gonna show you how to do that real quick, because you guys don't know how to do it. Go to stats.harpoongaming.com if you're TF2, actually if you're ever all staff. That's something the TF2 staff can learn too. Or CTT staff can learn too. Once you're there at stats.harpoongaming.com, you hit the search in the top right-hand corner. All you literally have to do is just type, like for instance, type in EOJ. You should know if it's not typing me. Let's type in someone that is not me. Let's type in Chiva. So Shiva. Hit search. There's everyone that's ever had that like five-letter phrase in their name ever. You'll notice that sometimes there's repeats. So it's like some of those people are the same people. Just he changed his name or he was in a different server. So just check on the left-hand side and you can see the unique IDs. For the most part, they're the same person. So click on the first or the second one, the same person. Once you're there, you're actually able to go to the right-hand side. You see statistics summary. Right below that box, there's a thing that says events, awards, sessions, chat, and search. Click on the chat button. Everyone follow me thus far? Okay, you can click on the chat, and there's everything he said in like the last,
Exclamation mark door. It is.
There's 3,941 entries of stuff he said.
It's a
Holy
great
shit.
way to show to also gain proof if that player has disconnected and been, supposedly scamming.
Not always. I prefer in-game chat, to be honest. But at the very least, it allows you to confirm like you have the right player. It allows you to see if what they were saying, kind of stuff like that. You can see that he beat backpacks people a lot. So it calls my name a lot. I'm trying to do a lot of training for the new staff members. I know a lot of you guys, just a lot of the staff in general, have these kind of misconstrued beliefs. We went over a few things like not every insult against you has to result in a ban. Not everything has to be commented on. Like the other day, someone said, you know, someone was sniping with the City Sleeper and someone got shot and said, wow, body shots, what you're so lame or something like that. And the mod chose to come in and say, hey, don't disrespect players, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, that's not something you would address. To me, if it's a small thing that you don't think anything's going to escalate from it, just let it go. Odds are you stepping in will make it worse than anything else. Obviously, if someone's stepping in, like, doing, like, you know, intense insults and cursing at someone and swearing at someone, threatening someone, then you can step in, obviously. But, you know, with small stuff, I think, especially if you can tell it's joking or if it's just, like, stupid little, like, oh, you should shut up, blah, blah. Like, you know, not everything needs to be treated the same. Same thing with double posting. If they double post and they say, sorry, or, oh, I didn't mean to do that, sorry, blah, blah, you don't need them scold the video person when after. The other day, someone said, you know, selling something, they said twice, and they said, oh, sorry, I hit my bind again. And then someone's like, please do not double post in the chat. All right, calm it down there, Terminator. You already apologized. If there's any errors, please, if you find mistakes or plug-in donor abuses, tell somebody about it. Don't police pricing. Someone wants to sell their 1.33 hat for 1.66. Don't try to prevent them from doing it or sell them against the rules or whatever. Ultimately, you know, obviously someone's trying to sell like a craft hat and they're saying it's a rare, super duper, extra craftable hat and they want to sell it for 100 bucks. Step in then. But if someone just wants to get an extra scrap out of their hat or sell their hat for a scrap cheaper, you know, it's not your place to, you know, dictate that. As long as it's not getting unfairly, you know, skewed. Don't go into god mode in enemy spawn. Don't, like, teleport in the enemy spawn and then go into god mode. Don't go into god mode and stand in front of the enemy spawn. Mistakes happen. So if someone makes a mistake, the biggest thing that I want to address to the entire staff, especially to people that are, like, newer and haven't been through this lecture before. Some of you have. Staff are people for a reason. It's the same reason, like, police officers are people. Same reason law jobs that require judgment are people. Because things aren't black and white. Things are not, you know, that simple. Not every person that breaks the rule has to be punished. Not every offense has to be treated the same. You know, if someone shoplifts and someone murders someone, they shouldn't get the same punishment. Neither does someone that mic spams and someone that scams. You know, it's just, you have to use your judgment. That's the biggest thing I want to stress upon you guys. A lot of you, you observed, whether it was staff members from other servers or former staff members of ours, or I guess even current staff members, you guys observed kind of like a mentality that you break a rule, you get the fist, right? You know, you break a rule, you get the belt kind of thing. And that's not really how I want to run this community. Plenty of the people, that guy today was insulting me for a good, like, 25 minutes, and I didn't ban him. After he started going even more so, I banned him. But, like, not everything has to be a ban. Not everything has to be a kick. Don't take things personally. But use your empathy. You know, that's one thing I always think you should do. You know, when people beg, a lot of, like, the other day, some free-to-play was in the server, and, you know, he was begging. You know, a lot of you guys, you kind of say, like, no begging. Kind of callous. That rule does exist to prevent annoyances. But at the same time, you have to realize sometimes these kids don't know better. They don't have anything. Or, like, you know, they don't have a hat, and they saw somebody's hat, and they really want a hat. So they just went to a trade server and was like, hey, I'll just ask for a hat. And, like, you know, just kind of, some of you don't have unusual, some of you don't have those kind of hats. And or just remember the time when you didn't have that kind of hat, and I'm sure if you just was like, hey, does anyone have an extra hat I could have? And like someone was like, no begging! Like, you know, you don't need to do it. So that's a kind of like, use your judgment. Don't be a robot. A lot of times you'll hear me say like, hey, blah, blah, I'm really sorry, but unfortunately we don't allow begging in the server. Like, just talk like a human being. You know, I love you, love your binds and love your chat commands and so on and so forth. And yeah, I use binds too. And sometimes my binds are more stern, but you should always speak to people less formally than you are going to, like, you know, throw rules at them or binds at them or chat commands at them. You know, a lot of you guys I won't say, like, please do not talk over, you know, like, I don't say, like, please one at a time on the mic on the chat or you will be kicked. Like, I don't say stuff like that. I'll be like, hey, guys, we can't understand you if you're talking. Quite honestly, it's stuff like that. You want to be able to empathize with people, to connect with people, and to kind of, like, get your point across. And that's, like, the one big reason I'm saying, like, you're human beings, because we could have a bot or a plugin that says, you know, kick every single time someone double posts, or kick every single time someone puts a link in the chat. It's possible to plug in. It's rather easy. But the whole point of an admin is that they can make it as, you can make exceptions. You can use your judgment. And like, that's one thing I really want to stress with you guys. You should really use your judgment. Stop thinking that you have to punish every single person, or every single person that breaks a rule must be kicked, they must be banned, must be blah, blah, blah. They don't have to be. The vast majority of offenses can, you know. Vast majority of offenses can be, you know, diffused into nothing. You know, I think the majority of people you should meet should not be banned, not be kicks, not be anything. Obviously, there's a time for leniency and there's time for being stern, but you shouldn't do all of one. And, you know, I made that point before. I was discussing with some of the mods before, and I think some of the junior admins also. I try to do one or two friendly warnings, one to two stern warnings. My first action, like, honestly, there's no exact formula. It's funny, like, I'm trying to come up with this, like, formula for you guys so that you guys can know how to do it, but it's not that simple. You know, it's just not. I was trying to, so right now I have, like, FFSSKKBB. I'm sorry, FFSSKKB. And no one's going to remember that, so that's why I'm trying to think of something more catchy. But realistically, I don't know. Maybe I'll call it the FSAB. SAB. I don't know. And it's a better name than that. But something similar to that is what I want you guys to emulate. You know, the F is friendly. Give a friendly warning. Give two. Give three if you want. I don't care how many you give. After that, give a stern warning. After that, take your first initial action. Whether it is... Well, Andrew, we can't change the order of the letters. That kind of negates the whole purpose.
Never mind then. I'm
then
drunk.
Give a stern warning. Then, if you have to, take your initial action, whether it's a slay, whether it's a kick, whether it's a mute. And then after that, yeah, ban will be your option. But some of you guys. Well, let me just show how I do it first. So let's say someone is mic spamming. And I think for the most part, if you guys. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here. I'm not saying, like, oh, you know, I'm not trying to hold you to a higher standard. I mean, I'll admit, I make mistakes. Every staff member does. Every person does. You're going to make a mistake. There may be a ban that you give out that you shouldn't have given out. There's been bans I've given out and go, oh, I shouldn't have banned that guy for that long. There's been times I've given out per ban and go, like, realistically, that guy should have been banned for a day. Like, you know, I'll look back later on and be like, I overreacted to that situation, or I was, you know, and obviously, the longer I've been doing this, the less it happens. And sometimes I'll just give someone a permaban so they see it's a permaban, and then I'll change it to a week. And the reason I do that is this kind of psychology. They'll just be like, holy shit, he was serious. And then later on, they'll try to rejoin, they'll be able to join. They'll go, like, wow, I guess they changed their mind or whatever. I don't know. So it's my belief. It may not be accurate, but I think it sometimes helps. But take away all hope, and then you give a sliver back is essentially that's the plan for that. You know, in terms of mic spamming, so if I give a friendly warning, hey, blah, blah, you know, please don't try to talk over people, and please don't, you know, yell on the mic. If you could do that, we appreciate it. And a lot of times I'll say we appreciate it, because obviously I want them to respect the rules. I want them to follow the rules. I'm going to follow it up with punishment if they don't. But if I say we appreciate it, at least it comes off a little more friendly. Next time around, they may say, hey, I've already warned you once. You could knock it off, like, not talk over people. I'd appreciate, like, you know. Maybe I'll drop the appreciate there. So I'll be a little bit more stern. And then the next time around, I'll give them a stern warning. Blah, blah. and that's their name, if you didn't figure it out. I've already warned you twice for mic spamming. Please knock it off, otherwise I'm going to have to mute you. Sometimes it backfires with threatening an action, but be careful of that. People go like, oh, fine, then mute me. Let's do like more mic spamming until you have to mute them. Sometimes I'll be like, you know, it's against the rules, please knock it off. Or, you know, no one can understand you, please knock it off. Stuff like that. A lot of times if you say, like, no one can understand you, or if like, you talk about, like, talking over each other, you know, both of you can't understand you, you can appeal to their sense of, like, almost like their logic there. If they can't be understood, because the reason people talk over each other or mic spam a lot of times is because they want to be heard. They want their trade most important. They think they're the most important. No one else is important, as important as them. So if you kind of appeal to the fact that, well, if you do that, then no one can hear you, and therefore no one, you know, it doesn't matter how important you are, no one can understand you, no one's going to listen, then maybe they'll change their mind. Because then it becomes less a, oh, I should follow the rules. It becomes more of a, oh, I should do that, otherwise I won't be able to sell my item. So you change the nature of the game. And that's always a good thing, at least in this case. And, you know, that's something you should do a lot. But if I give that stone warning and they don't listen, maybe I'll mute them. Maybe I'll slay them. Maybe I'll kick them. Usually I'll slay them or mute them first, and I will kick them. And then if they come back and they keep doing it, I usually give them one more warning, and then a ban. And the reason I put a warning between the kick and the ban is just to reiterate, like, I just kicked you for blah, blah, blah. If you continue to do so, I'll have to ban you. Or I will ban you. Or if you don't want to threaten a ban, then be like, please don't do so any further. Or please don't continue to do so. And throw pleases in there, and throw, like, you know, things in there. Because it sounds less douchebaggy. Like, yeah, sure, I have the ability to ban anyone on the server, but sometimes I'll say please, because it makes it sound nicer. And as most of you know, even though people I've banned still come on the server and still, like, you know, suck up to me and they like me. And yeah, some of it's because I'm the owner, definitely, because they think I suck up to the owner, maybe he'll make me admin. I don't know why they think that, but, you know, some of it is also related to the fact that I don't demean them and then ban them. I don't make them, like, you know, I don't rub it in that I'm banning them. Some of the staff think, not always here, but a lot of admins across the board kind of, like, rub it in that they're banning you. Like, oh, fuck you, you're not going to be able to play in the server anymore, and then ban them. Like, you know, sure, I've said before, like, you know, see ya, or I'll say, like, bye, or I don't want you on my server anymore, and then I'll ban them. I'll say stuff like that, but that's also generally if I do a permaban and that person's never come back. But, you know, you don't need to escalate these situations. You don't need to make people angry. And that's another point that I wanted to bring up. Like, I do really encourage you to use friendly warnings, to use stern warnings. Because, like, if you go straight to a kick, if you go straight to a ban, you may get the job done, but you're going to start to be hated. You're going to start to be disliked. People are going to think you're too strict, you're too harsh, you're too mean. And it's never good for you. People think that you're too strict, too mean, anything like that, they're just not going to like it. If you lose respect to people, it's even harder to control. And that leads to more bans, and that leads to worsening even the respect issue. You know, a lot of this, we had problems with staff in the past that escalated situations. And that would be kind of like, you know, I don't know, let's say one of you was on the server and you were a staff member, and you said to me, like, I don't know, that's a good example. Mic spam, I guess the mic spam would be. I'll just keep with the mic spam motif. And let's say you said to me, or I was talking, and Big Noob, let's say this is before he was an admin, I didn't know, he was just a random player, and I was talking, and Big Noob went like, I'm selling a craft hat. I don't know. Big Noob, what would you sell? So, Big Noob, you gonna sell a craft hat? Is that what you want to sell?
Sure.
No, let's go, let's
CSGO skins.
CSGO skins? buying Steam trading cards. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm talking. Okay. It's like, hey guys, please don't talk over each other. He goes, buying Steam trading cards! And there's really two ways to approach that. Like, you know, most of you will see, I may be doing one. Like, a lot of times I'll make it a joke. I'll be like, whoa, buddy. Calm it down there a little bit. Like, you know, if you make people laugh, even if you're yelling at them or scolding them, you're gonna, like, generally have a better experience. Like, if any of you, you know, there's been times where you guys were in staff, and if you broke a rule, and I'm sure actually a lot of you were in staff, or, sorry, before you were staff, broke a rule on the server, and I dealt with it. There's a few people that don't go through that, like Slate and Skyburn, because they've been here just far too long. And Bax doesn't have a mic, can't talk on mic anyway, can't mic spam. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have broken rules, and I've been there, and you notice that a lot of times I make it a joke. I don't, you know, I may jokingly taunt you. I'm never going to, like, full-on just insult you and demean you into a place where you're offended, for the most part. I mean, that being said, I've done it to some people. We all know that. There's that one guy that was making fun of Veal, and I went hard on him. But, like, there's definitely going to be differences. There's definitely things that you always could be a little bit more stern on. I don't like scammers. I don't like people that shirk. I don't like people that make fun of kids. And I don't like people that disrespect staff. Those are my four things that I know. And also my speech impediment. And for the most part, most people don't notice it. But it's something that I don't really like when people make fun of me for. Because, you know, for the most part, you can't hear it. I don't know if any of you know I have a speech impediment. But I'm curious to see if anyone actually thought I... After this meeting, I'll talk to you guys about that. But that's something I'm not a big fan of when people bring up. So I usually don't. I try not to react to it, but, you know, we all have our things that we don't like. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you can take it and say you make a joke. You can say, like, hey, buddy, you know, calm it down on the mic there a little bit. Or just you do it in a more friendly way. Or you can escalate it. And the problem with escalating is, here's how escalating goes. Big Noob, do you want to play it out, or do you want me to just be your side also?
You can do my side.
Yeah, I thought you would. Okay, so Big Noob goes, buy Steam trading cards over me. And I go, this is the escalation situation. And I go, shut the fuck up, kid. And, you know, it's obviously not usually very in character for me, but let's just say I am a, I don't know, let's say I'm a different admin. But,
you're a big bully. Argument.
Yeah, I'm a big bully. And then Noob goes, well, why don't you shut the fuck up? And then my favorite is when all admins assume everyone in the server knows who they are. And that is the one thing you guys always should realize. Not everyone realizes you're an admin. If I join a server and you don't say something in chat and I see that tag, or if I don't look at the chat, or if I don't know what the HG-A tag is, I'm not going to know you're an admin. And like people like don't realize I'm the owner. And you guys are always like, how do you not know that? He's the owner. Like, there's a relevant XKCD article to this, and it's all about like 10,000 people a day like learn something that they didn't know. Sorry. And this is a tangent, but it's a good tangent. And it's talking about how, here we go, I try not to make fun of people for admitting their things they don't know. For admitting they don't know things. Because for each thing everyone knows by the time they're adults, every day there are, on average, 10,000 people in the U.S. hearing about it for the first time. And the mathematics for this are a fraction who have heard of it at birth, 0%. Fraction who have heard of it by 30, 100%. The U.S. birth rate is 4 million per year. Therefore, number of hearings about it for the first time a day are 10,000. So if I make fun of people, I train them not to tell me when they have those moments, and I miss out on the fun. Diet Coke, and it's a little comic. Diet Coke and Mentos, that's what thing? What's that? And this person goes, oh man, come on, we're going to the grocery store. And this person said, why? And it's like, you're one of today's lucky 10,000. And that's a very good point. Don't belittle people for not knowing something. Obviously, well, actually, I will rephrase that. In the mumble, we typically make fun of each other for pretty much everything. And you've all been through that by now.
For example, my glasses are broken. Joe, go ahead and start making fun of me now.
But, you know, what?
I don't know.
The fact that you thought that was a good idea to bring that up during a staff meeting is amazes me. Like, hey, I have a good idea! How much of my glasses are broken!
See, the fact that he threw his processor and thinking the other one was going to work.
Later recording, yes, that did not make any sense.
Yeah, all the people that were listening to this were like, why the fuck did Coder say that? So, later on, someone's going to listen to the recording Coder and they'll go like, Coder, you're such a fucking idiot. And then you'll be like,
well, I am, though,
then,
so...
But, you know, digressing to my original point, you know, in the mumble, obviously, we make fun of each other for things, but don't actually make fun of someone or, like, taunt them. There's a difference between joking around, which pretty much I think all mumble jokes are joking around. No one takes personal offense unless you're overly sensitive. Or if the joke goes too far, which we've had issues with in the past, and I've had issues with. Sometimes I make a joke that I go too far, or I didn't know. I think there was that one time, you know, someone's parent died, and I made a joke about someone's mom, and that was a thing. Which, you know, obviously, if there's things that you don't want to be made fun of about, if you're sensitive about, tell somebody. You know, be aware of it. Don't just, like, bottle it up. Because, like, that person had not told anyone. And, like, you know, it's kind of hard to... It's kind of like you can't make any of your mom jokes just in case someone's mom in the radius has died. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a very general thing. And I'm not trying to go on a tangent. But, you know, Mumble's a little bit different than the server. But at the end of the day, if someone doesn't know I'm the owner, if someone doesn't know you're an admin, don't take offense. Don't go like, oh, of course I'm a fucking admin. Of course I'm the fucking owner. Like, you know, all I do is point to my chat, like my chat tag. I'll just put a little arrow. And that's a sign. Yep, I am the owner. It's not me trying to say, like, of course I'm the owner. Why didn't you say my tag? I smite thee with my lightning. Like, you know.
AKA Release the dragon!
Like, you know, that's not my thing. I don't do that. And you guys shouldn't either, because not everyone's going to know you're an admin. Going back to my long-lost point was that if you say, shut the fuck up, kid, and they go, why don't you shut the fuck up? And you go, oh, I'm a fucking admin. Are you disrespecting admins? They're like, well, and then that kid's probably going to be like, oh, I didn't know that, but, you know, you don't be so fucking rude. And like, well, you were being an asshole. That's why I decided, like, you know, it's going to escalate to the point where they go like, well, you're such a dick. You know, admins here are such dicks. And then you ban them for disrespecting admins permanently. You're like, oh, fine. Boom. Permaban. You know, the problem with escalation is, this happened a lot of times. We had a few staff members that had this problem, and we'd ask them, like, do you think that the ban was justified? And they'd say yes, and sometimes it is, but the problem is, by the time they got to the ban, it was justified. But when the original offense, you find the thing that started it all, it wasn't worth a ban. That's the biggest problem with escalation. It may start off as a mic spam, like the guy puts on music, and it's too loud, and the staff server says, can you please turn that fucking music down? And then someone goes, well, sorry, God, calm the fuck down. Like, why don't you fucking calm down? I'm an admin. It's like, well, what do you fucking do if you're an admin? You're still being a dick. Permaban for disrespecting staff members. Should that guy have said, what do you fucking do if you're an admin? You're still being a dick? Maybe not. But is it his fault because it escalated? I mean, that's a problem. It's kind of like that there's been a lot of, you know, accusations to police officers because, you know, the police will threaten someone or push somebody, and then the guy will push him back, and then the police will detain him, and then he'll try to fight back, and then they'll kill him. It's like, should he have fought back? No. But there was definitely things that the police did that they could have not done. And that's the same thing with admins. I'm not holding you to the same standards as police officers, because you don't have to shoot people in the face. And, you know, God thank us for admins don't have to actually kill the players that we're banning.
That'd be fun.
It would be horrible, actually. But... But my whole point is, don't escalate situations. If you do escalate a situation, don't overreact to that situation. Like, you have to realize, if you tell someone not to break a rule, but insult them in the process, they're generally going to come back at you. And noted, I've done that in the past. Usually I do it if I'm going to, like, usually if I'm going to insult somebody, I already know I'm going to ban them, so I may just insult them. But don't always do stuff like that. And I know sometimes it's kind of, you're like, well, Joe, you did this that one time. Yeah, I'm aware. And I'm not perfect. I'll freely admit that I'm not perfect. No admin is. But we try our best, and that's all we can ask for. But empathize with the people that, you know, you're kind of, that you're responsible to. At the end of the day, don't escalate situations. If you do, just be mindful of it and don't, like, overreact to it, because the worst thing you want to be known for is like an angry person or an angry admin by players. Okay, the Mumble's a different story. I think all of you by now know that sometimes I'm just, you know, I think for the most part, a lot of the staff find me like a little scary, which I can understand. There's definitely times where if you guys do something wrong, I'll be a little harsh on you. But I do my best to make up for it the other percentage of the time. But the biggest thing is respect. You want to have the respect of the people that are, you know, the regulars, the staff members, and everything like that. And I think that you, for the most part, you guys respect me, and I hope you do. And if you don't, you know, that's something that I will try on to work on. But if you have a grievance with anything that staff member says, does, or you know, I do. You can talk to me about it. If you're going to talk to another staff member, be very careful with it. Because you never want to accuse someone you want to give constructive criticism, that's one thing. But accusing someone of something is a different story. And also, if you wanted to tell, if they were blatantly abusing, you may not want to tell them about it. You may just want to talk to the person, someone above them. So, like, Big Noob, me, Bax, Andrew, Slate, Thu, Bots, Skipper, someone like that. Someone like that. We'll talk about it. If it's one of those people abusing, then you're going to talk to me. If it's me, then you're shit out of luck, because there's no one to talk to about me abusing my powers, because
my... You know.
Maddie, yeah, okay. Bad joke, Andrew. Bad joke. Poor taste, Andrew. Poor taste. Yeah, we're not gonna have one of those meetings. That's it's like we're not gonna have that kind of meeting. Remember the heart to heart talk meeting. Oh, that's funny, Andrew. Glad you sent me comics while we're having a staff meeting. Where was I? Yeah, don't escalate situations. Don't make things worse for people. Don't punish people the same way. You know, if someone's mic spamming the... I don't want to say that word. Someone's mic spamming a song that's racist, or a song, you know, Hitler speech, for example, that's far worse than someone mic spamming, like, accidentally. Like, Shiva would frequently get punished for things that were not necessarily his fault. Like, noted, he's young. He's a bit excitable. He tends to react to things very loudly. Noted. However, we shouldn't demean and yell at him or punish him, and some of the staff did that. Some of the staff treated Shiva talking loudly as, like, the Holocaust. You guys saw it as, like, oh my god, stop doing it! Ah! Like, you know, okay. It was annoying, but calm it down. Pull it down a notch. You know, if you want to tell someone, to, you know, hey, watch out, your mic's being very loud, turn your mic down. A lot of times I was like, hey, Shiva, do me a favor, hit escape, hit settings, hit audio, go to your mic voice input option, volume, and turn it down like 2 notches or 3 notches. I may say that. That happened a lot back in the day when I was actively in the server all the time. I would just advise people where to put their mic, and then I'd move on. Because once you fix it, you're done. And you know, that's generally a good policy. Always be careful on how you're treating people. You want to treat them fairly. Stop like yelling at people and telling them dupes matter. Dupes don't matter. They only really matter when it affects rarity, which is like burning team captains, stuff like that. If someone has dupe buds, don't tell them they're worth less. Because they're not. I think every bot at this point is like duped. So almost every bot. And you know, at the end of the day, I have a whole rant on dupes things, but I won't go into it. If you want to have a discussion after this meeting, by all means we can have a discussion on that. Default fist, why did I write that down? Oh. People keep saying default fists are the only thing you can box with. Not true. It's up to the people. If they both want to use the guns, the gloves of running urgently, then by all means, if they agree to it, that's fine with me. They just have to agree to whatever they're using. So don't tell them they only use fists, because they can use whatever they want, assuming they agree to it. Spy crabs. Oh, lovely. I like this one. The person that's hosting the spy crab kind of dictates the rules. We had a lot of the staff know this because I guess it was a long time ago now, like 6 months or more ago, I was running a spy crab and staff members were saying they were helping out with me, but they didn't listen to the rules. They killed a bunch of people that were supposed to not be killed. So we had like 5 top winners and it was just like a mess. And I yelled at them. And that was back when I yelled at the staff more. For the most part, I don't yell at the staff. For the loudest, I think, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. Slate will be the first person to correct me if I'm wrong. But in the last month or so, I really haven't yelled at the staff. I think the loudest you guys have gotten is like, why the hell does... That's the loudest you guys have gotten. I don't think you guys have gotten anything more intense lately. I don't know. Slate, am I wrong?
No, you're quite right.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it anyways.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone remember. I'm not angry. I don't know.
You've done your low angry voice and slightly louder angry voice, but you've not yelled.
I don't think I've yelled at anybody. It's been a long time, I think, now that I've since yelled at anybody. And, you know, I take fault for that. And when I first ran her prone, I had to realize it is a shit ton of work. And I've gotten better at it, and I keep getting better at it every day. And I've learned to not sweat the small stuff to an extent, and I've gotten better at it, and I continue to get better at it, and I hope I will always get better at it. And I will learn from it, and I'll try to teach you guys to do the best you can. And, you know, those are just pressures of it. So don't take things personally all the time. I may say, you know, I may be a little bit more mean sometimes, and I apologize for it. You know, it's hard to explain. You know, I generally try to be pretty friendly, and I think, for the most part, I'm a nice guy. I don't know how you guys feel about me. I don't really want to have that discussion right now. But I know that sometimes I'm a little harsh if I'm yelling at you, or think I'm being mean to you when I'm scolding you, or stuff like that. Shut up, Bax. and, you know, I think I've gotten better. In the early days of Harpoon, it was a lot easier to fluster me, and I got a lot more annoyed. Although that being said, the staff was much shittier, so I guess that was also a factor. We have, you know, right now, it's the first time in history, and don't quote me on this, but I think it's the first time in history that I like every staff member. I think every staff member can do a competent and or good job, and I think that every staff member has a future at Harpoon. I think it's the first time every staff member is on my good side. I was trying to think. Because when Gibbs was here, definitely not, because he brought in, like, some of the worst admins I ever met.
The Dark Ages.
The Dark. the abuse of ages. And then, more recently, we had some other issues. And we had Sanguine stuff, and Krella stuff, and all that fun stuff. God love them. They're good people. Just sometimes make disagreements. So we have a high amount of confidence in the staff, and I definitely like you guys. And we're going to do that what we did last time, I think. That time that, you know, that went horribly.
No.
We're going to do that a little bit later.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so, whoever's hosting the Spycrab, it's their kind of, they set the rules, they do all the things. And my really big, the admin who's running the Spy Crab is the one who sets the rules, not the player. So my big thing is there, if you're coming into the server, and let's say you want to help out with Spy Crab, a lot of you have recently have been like seeing, oh, blah, blah's running the server, let me get in, Like, first off, we don't need 20 staff members to run a Spy Crab. It's the more staff members that enter, the less people that can join the Spy Crab itself. So keep in mind, the other day there was 8 staff members on for a Spy Crab. I was kind of like, that's a little bit overkill. I can run a Spy Crab by myself. Some people can do it by themselves, some people can do like 2-3.
The plugin that Skipper is making or working on or finished, whatever it's currently in, it's set up so that one person can run a mass server Spy Crab.
Yeah, there's definitely more than just killing people. I like to keep it 2-3 people helping out. If 7 people want to help out, then no, okay. But the biggest thing is, don't just start shooting people or doing things without talking to the person that runs it. That is the most important thing. And a lot of times, when it gets down to the last few people, I'll tell you guys to stop shooting and let me do it. And that's because I know how I want to run it, especially for the last 3 people or whatever. And like, let's say there's 3 people left, and all 3 of them crap at the same time. If one crap slightly before the others, and you shoot him, and then another crap, and they shoot him, and then the other one craps, and you shoot him, then we don't have a winner. And we have to redo it. If you just had not shot them, we would be fine. That's why, especially towards the end, don't shoot until everyone in the area has crabbed. So if it's like less 5 people, wait until everyone has crabbed, like everyone has taunted, and then shoot the ones that have crabbed. Be very careful with that. Especially just listen to the person that's hosting. And if that person hosting says, hey, we have enough people, don't argue with them. You can watch it, but at the end of the day, it's their discretion. It's not me trying to be mean. It's not me saying, you know, we don't love you. It's just that 8 people is a bit intense for one Spy Crab. Slightly on that note, if an admin is handling something, don't intervene. So this is a good example. Let's say a full admin is telling someone not to do something. Like, hey, buddy, you mic spammed again. Please don't mic spam. Don't, if there's a mod in there, don't kick him while he's talking to that player. So a few reasons we don't do that. One, it's a discontinuity of action. He thinks he's getting a warning, and all of a sudden he gets a kick. Obviously, they're going to blame the person that was talking, by the way, FYI. Oh, they always blame the person that's talking. It's unfair. It's undermining another staff member. Just don't do it. If you want to do, like, let's say the mob was there longer and he knows the guy was mic spamming a lot. After the forum is done, the mod says, hey, I don't know, Coder. Hey, Coder, that guy was mic spamming like 3 times beforehand. I told him I was going to kick him. So, you know, blah, blah. And then maybe Coder will, maybe you guys will just kick him the next time or whatever. Be on the same page. That's fine. But don't undercut each other. Don't undermine each other. Don't interrupt each other. Don't whatever. Because it's going to be bad. Obviously, if you talk over each other real quick, fine. Just don't both of you stop. Just keep on talking. And the exception is if a staff member higher than you gets involved. And I know this is kind of hypocritical, but there are times, and I'll say this nicely, if I'm handling a situation, don't involve yourself. Especially if it's scamming. It's one of my... I hate when people do this. We have staff members that did it in the past. I deal with a lot of scams, a lot of sharks. I know how to handle them. Please don't... Unless I ask for your help, please don't start doing things. Like, I really don't like that. And if someone... the biggest thing with scamming is, like, sorry, you know, someone's like, I'm like, hey, can you give me a screenshot of your history? And then, you know, someone goes, what's going on? And you go, like, oh, blah, blah, you know, elite hacker just scammed innocent kid. And, you know, don't do stuff like that either, because you're just fueling, like, the mob mentality. Mob mentality is generally a bad thing. So, let me handle situations. And there's times I may take over situations from you. Same thing, like, Big Noob, and, you know, sometimes the mods are dealing with somebody, and I may know something about that person or something like that, and I may kick them outright or, you know, do stuff like that. And it's not me trying to be mean to you. It's not me trying to undermine you. It's just that at the end of the day, I tend to know... Well, I'll do it only if I have a reason. If you're talking to someone... A lot of times I'll wait, actually, if you're not talking to someone. Like, you'll say, hey, don't do that again. I already warned you. I'll come off right after you and say, I know, blah, blah, just give you a warning. I've already given you, like, 5. You know, one more time and I'm kicking you. So, I won't try to undermine you or undercut you. Just know that sometimes, you know, just pure and simple, I've been doing this a long time, and I generally know a lot of things, and there may be things that you don't know, or whatever. And it's just because I'm the owner, and sometimes I'm just going to do whatever I want. I smiled as I said that. I'm a bad person. That's big on that one. Oh, name hacking is what that says. That's all I got for that. That's really nice, actually. Questions, comments?
I have no...
I don't have any.
You guys kill me. New plugins? What new plugin? StarCraft one? Yeah, we're going to test it around a little bit. Oh, that's a good point. SpikeWeb plugin. Skipper made a new plugin. If you've been in the AllTrib 1, you've seen it. Does the little laser thing, and it has the numbers, all this great stuff. It will be a really strong tool for you guys. But as I've said before, don't let tools make you complacent. So continue to watch people if they're SpikeWebbing. Don't just think, hey, you know, I'll just wait until a number pops up. Like, I'm sure the plugin will work, but there may be times people find around it. People, you know, do stupid shit. They may try to do something and break it. Today, you know, just be very... Don't take it for granted. Don't get complacent. Don't think, because I have this thing, I don't have to pay attention to the server anymore. It's going to help you. It shouldn't take over for you. The same thing with the robot thing. Like, you have your person, you have your judgment, you have your empathy. There's a reason you're doing it instead of a staff member or instead of a plugin. So obviously the plugin is there to help you, but don't let it take over your duties.
Sorry. You know the whole Spycraft plugin. I haven't been in the server to check it out, but it's just similar to the C-box, isn't it?
No. It's for the Massive Spycraft. What it does is makes it so it puts a white circle. Puts a white like a rectangle around the box they're in, and if they spy crab, if they do the actual spy crab taunt, a little number goes in front of them saying how many times it did. If they don't spy crab, it changes color. If they don't spy crab, it puts a little square around them saying they didn't spy crab and they need to taunt. They didn't taunt. They need to taunt. And if they just taunted and they got not the spy crab thing, the cigarettes taunt, it just stays the same. This helps you notice who's not taunting and who's spycrabbed.
Okay, that's fine.
It also prevents them from pre-taunting. It prevents them from doing all these other things.
I was just under the assumption. I thought it was going to be similar to C-Box, so for individuals.
That's another thing. That's another thing we want to do, but that's for a different discussion. Or at least that's not this plugin. That's another plugin we want to do. Big noob. The other day, Poop King asked me these questions. Poop King and Flemmy both asked me some questions. And Coder and other people. But I have Poop King's questions because he sent me them. And they were pretty solid questions. So I don't remember all of them, but he wrote some down, so I'm going to just quickly go through all. He goes, when two people are firing the mic, after you ask them to stop multiple times and mute both of them, but they still continue, what do you do? Essentially, you just kick the one that we start keeps on going. If you have to kick both of them. A lot of times I prefer kicking both of them, because if you don't kick both of them, the one you didn't kick thinks he's like the winner and that the admin, you know, bestowed upon him the title of not being kicked, and therefore he is right. So a lot of times I'll just kick both. Typically I'm gonna, you know, tell them like, hey, I should stop. If you need to continue to fight, if you need to have a discussion on Steam chat or trade chat or whatever, or if you want to, you know, if it's like a scamming conversation, then you can intervene and like hear both sides. But either way, it's not something you want to have people yelling on the mic. When someone constantly fights staff on all the decisions, begin to insult them. I typically ask them for evidence. I make sure that they're, you know, I'll ask them what their grievance is. I'll kind of explain my choices to them. Someone has been banned in the past and their old account has been banned for scamming. Well, that means they're a scammer, so they're malicious and all. Someone's nonstop multiposting. A lot of times, they're nonstop multiposting so much that your warning is out of sight. A lot of times I'll slay them. And I know slaying has nothing to do with chat spamming, but generally when people get slayed or like slapped or whatever, they're gonna try to find out why they were slapped, and they go like, why was I slapped? And you say, hey, I was trying to get your attention. You're chat spamming. So please don't do that anymore. Slay is a powerful tool just to get people's attention. Hey, bots.
Sorry, I'm late. I had family stuff, people realms, I can get away.
It's fine. Player lies to you and uses another staff member to justify it. Talk to the staff member if they're on, make sure they're lying. In which case, don't like call them a liar. Just say like, I spoke to that person and we're both in agreement that that's against the rules. You know, if you want to have a discussion with me, we can, but, you know, please don't do it. Or if they're not there, you can't confirm it. Just be like, I don't know, you know, I can follow up with blah blah to see what they believe in. However, until I hear from them, it's against the rules. I'm sorry, I can't let you do it. Don't let people host events. I don't care if someone said, you know, I've had in the past people say, oh, the staff member let me do it. I don't care. No, it's not okay. Because it's just too much of a liability. Especially because if, let's say someone runs an event and they have a entry price of a refined, and then you let it happen, and then 15 people get scammed by that person, they're going to be angry. They're going to blame that guy, but they're also going to blame you because you let it happen. And you give him permission. Especially if you advertise it for him.
Sorry about that.
For a second I was like, why? Did you do that? Did you just do that?
Yeah, it was just an accident.
No, we were talking about this. Letting someone scam. I was like, why? Oh god. It's fine. Player locks inside the spycraft rooms. Just slay them. Tell them not to do it. They continue to do it. You can kick them. That's why he's slaying.
Actually, following those lines, question about raffles. What if it's like a free to enter kind of thing that someone's hosting?
I don't like people running, letting people run anything.
Okay.
Because even free to win things sometimes come with caveats. For example, here are some ones I've actually experienced. Hey, it's free to win. The person who wins, hey, I'll give you this thing. Just give me. Can you give me like a refine? Because you know I ran this thing for you guys. Gets the refine, leaves. It's free. Yeah, they ask for a tip and then they take the tip and they leave. It's free to enter. It's free to win. Just, you know, whoever wins, come with me to the server. And, you know, the vision link, so on and so forth. It's so much liability and so much issues. So at the end of the day, you know, why can't they just give the item to you and have it raffled off or have it scrapped off? It's just safer, easier. You can thank them all you want. You know, by all means, give them credit. You just, it's just too much of a risk because if they scam, it's going to get blamed on us. If someone's scamming, try to take evidence of it so we can mark them. What else do I have? That's all the stuff I've already had about general staff stuff. You know, you guys do a good job. Just curious, the people in here that are currently, I think all of you, for the most part, all of you are on break for like the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have school on Monday, the 29th?
No.
Do you guys go back then the 5th?
Yes.
For me it's the 4th.
Mine's a bit later.
The 4th is Sunday, so I doubt that's the 4th.
Mine's
most people will be the 5th, mine's the 12th.
So it's the 5th or later?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we're fine. We're going to run staff events, which is basically appreciation events sometime soon. The reason I want to hold off is because some people are away for Christmas, and also because the hecticness of running events for Christmas, I kind of want to do it away. I want to do that stuff before I do the stuff for you guys. Because I don't like shoving it all together.
But also, Josh, remember what I told about the event spy crabs, whenever you're hosting a spy crab, don't let regulars or just normal, or the donator, help you shoot the people. Because if they decide to shoot everyone, you're the one responsible, and you're going to have to clean up for them shooting the wrong person.
Oh yeah, it's a horrible thing.
Just teleport them into the, teleport them into the donator spectator area. Don't teleport them to where you are.
Yeah, don't do that. It's awful. It's just a headache if you do that. Trust me.
Huh. Trash, do you remember anything, or do you remember most of what I taught you about the events over?
Actually, I hope so.
Just checking something out.
I think I remember most of the buttons, and hopefully the arenas.
I think for the most part that covers all of the discussions we're having about, computer I want, I can't do SOI. Sorry.
We should welcome all the people who came back over the from and within this week.
Yeah. Oh, we have another one that wants to come back. I forgot.
I'm guessing it's Adrian.
I wasn't going to say the name, but, you know. Thanks for that, Carter.
You sure he's not going to be on his old account?
On a random note, while I'm just thinking about it, is there anything left to change in that A10 version of the map, or are we happy with it?
I don't know, I have to go look at the map. I know that the hot tub is actually not touching the wall anymore. It's a random thing.
Yeah, I need to fix something for Skipper and his plugin, because the two buttons, you could go in with Spycrab and hit lock twice, and it would unlock. So I put a toggle on it. So when you hit lock.
Somebody told me last night that a donor resized in the donor room and they were able to hit the lock.
No
lock.
Yeah, they are.
In the
donor room?
Oh, no,
room
no, it's fixed in A10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's there's now triggers. Yeah, there's no triggers you can put in the map, and it's called donator no resize, and anywhere you put it, they cannot resize. So, there's a number of places, and some of the secret rooms is in there as well, and under that place, so they can't hit the button.
All right, and how long after A10 do you think A11 would happen?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
How long, like, after do you think A11 would happen?
Why, what do you want in A11?
Just for spy crabs or rooms for a...
Well, I need to edit A10 anyway, because there's some changes, so talk to me after the meeting and we'll add your rooms in, okay?
All right.
So that's pretty much all I got for general stuff. I do want to have a quick discussion, but I'm going to actually stop the recording for that. So does anyone have a, for the good of the group, discussions?
No, I'd like to say I hope everybody had a lovely Christmas, or whatever you happen to celebrate, and Happy New Year when it comes around, because I probably won't be on, so that's all I have to say.
You won't see days. Me getting more messy drunk.
I probably won't be on. If I was, I would be drunk, so it's not suitable for me to be on anywhere with administrative powers.
Oh, that's really funny, actually. I'm sorry. I've seen Vats drunk. It's pretty funny.
When have you seen me drunk?
You were on Mumble that one time when you were low on task.
I don't think I've ever deliberately come on Mumble. Maybe I did.
Well, it was definitely on Steam. I think you were on Mumble for a little bit, and then you went on Steam.
I may have talked to you privately, but I think I normally avoid anything HD related if I'm intoxicated.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, though. Mm. Fun as hell to watch. Anyway, I'm going to end the recording now, so thank you very much.